Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, and I am thrilled because the Eagles are in town tomorrow night. Not the struggling pro football team. The Eagles Who Do Not Make Us Angry, featuring Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Joe Walsh, playing at the Wachovia Center tomorrow night. Tickets at ComcastTix.com. You can get them at the door of the Wachovia or call 1-800-298-4200. And I am more than thrilled to be speaking once again, first time in 3 years, with Don Henley. Don, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Hey, Don, are you a pro football fan?
I am.
What do you like, the Houston Texans or Cowboys? Or?
Well, I live in Dallas, Texas, so I sort of root for the Cowboys.
Did you see that miserable defeat with the Eagles yesterday?
Well, I feel sorry for the – you know, everybody has a bad day. And I've been watching TV for the last day or two, and people are so cruel.
You know, Don, you don't know what we've been through.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's – just a game, you know?
It is. But, man, Philadelphia, we just take each loss so personally.
I know. But, like I said, everybody has a bad day. And you know, there's always next year.
That's a good way of looking at it, for sure. Well, what I want to do, Don, first is read a review that I just received of you guys at your show last night at the Giants Center in Hershey from one of our great listeners named Andrea. I'll read it verbatim.
Quote, I haven't seen that yet. I hope I like it. Rock and roll can be just as cruel as football.
Well, this is Andrea, who is very honest, and she says, quote, "It was ridiculously awesome. They played for a solid 3 hours and had the entire place up and dancing. It was definitely one of the best concerts I have ever seen." How's that?
I'll take that.
And that's exactly what's going to happen tomorrow night at the Wachovia Center. So, Don, who decides on the set list?
Well, we sort of decide as a band. I think Glenn has probably the final say on that. And, you know, we try to play all the favorites that people like, all the things we've done over the years, and we throw in a pretty healthy portion of the songs from the new album. So we mix it up a lot, and we put in tunes from our respective solo careers. We do some of my solo stuff and some of Joe's solo stuff. And it's a nice mixture of everything, and as the review your friend said there, we do play for about 3 hours.
Now, you stated a few years ago in an interview, I think it was with Charlie Rose, that rock bands work best as a benevolent dictatorship. Does that hold true with the Eagles?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, although it's mellowed a great deal in the past few years, but, you know, just like governments and armies and corporations, there has to be leadership. You know, and so, you know, Glenn founded this band. It was his idea in the first place. And I was the first guy he recruited back in 1971. We sort of thought this whole thing up in a little grungy hotel room in Georgetown, just outside of Washington, D.C., when we were the backup players for Linda Ronstadt. And so Glenn is still really at the helm of this thing, and we get a lot of good guidance from our manager, who has been our manager for, well, since 1974, and he's the best in the business, I think.
Hey, congrats, by the way, on the success of Long Road Out of Eden. The last count I heard, something like 3.2 million copies sold in the U.S., and no major record label took a cut.
No.
How great does that feel?
It feels really good, thank you. No, it sold 3.2 million copies in this country and about 3 million overseas. So we're just quite pleased with that.
Oh, yes, that is the voice of Don Henley of the Eagles, who are in town tomorrow night playing an MGK concert event at the Wachovia Center. Tickets available at ComcastTix.com. Get them at the door of the Wachovia or call 1-800-298-4200. As you heard both Don and our friend Andrea allude to, these guys play for 3 hours. So you get all the Eagles' favorites, a couple of surprises, and, of course, tracks from Long Road Out of Eden sprinkled in there as well. Don, you had said, I think it was on CNN, that Long Road Out of Eden is, quote, probably the last album we'll ever make. Is that really going to be true?
Oh, I don't know. That was right after we made the album, and I think we were all pretty burned out at that point. I don't know. I mean, I've been around long enough to know that you never say never. Anything is possible. But right now, we still have to tour the rest of the planet. We still have a lot of places to play that we haven't played yet, including, you know, some of the southern parts of the United States and some more of the East Coast, and we haven't done the West yet, and then we've got to go to Europe this summer and spend several weeks over there, and then we've got to do Japan and Australia and the whole Pacific Rim thing. So we're probably going to be on the road for another year or two.
We're so thrilled to have Don Henley on Classic Rock 102.9 MGK in town with the Eagles. Always put on an amazing show. They're at the Wachovia Center tomorrow night. Tickets at ComcastTix.com or call 1-800-298-4200. And Don, a lot of our great listeners are hearing this interview right now, most likely stuck in traffic, stressed out beyond belief. What do you do to relieve stress in a situation like that we can maybe pass along to our listeners?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Sometimes listening to the radio helps, you know, turning on the music. Just kind of yelling and screaming in your own car, you know, just kind of yelling to nobody in particular.
That is cathartic, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You just kind of let one out there. I don't know. It's a pretty stressful world out there, you know, but you just got to be patient because, you know, there's not much you can do about it. You know, what I see people doing in their cars a lot of time that alarms me, you know, people are like doing paperwork and they're putting on makeup and they're fiddling with their cell phones and their Blackberries or whatever, you know, eating food.
Everything but paying attention to the road.
Everything but paying attention to the road. It's getting worse, you know. So, the only thing I would say is just keep your mind on your driving.
Don Henley, my special guest here on Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It's always great to have him come on. He's in town with the Eagles tomorrow night at the Wachovia Center. You can still get tickets. There's only a few, but get them at ComcastTix.com or get them at the door tomorrow night. And Don, we're going to play one of the Eagles' great rockers, which features a little talk box action from Joe Walsh, a track that you sing called Those Shoes. Can you set that one up for us?
Oh, that was written in the 70s. There were certain style of shoes popular back then with little straps around the ankles. I forget who the maker of those shoes was. I used to know it off the tip of my tongue, but I don't anymore. But we're shoe people, you know. We like heels. But the song also sort of has an undercurrent of independence and maybe even a feminist kind of message to it. I think Cher liked it so much that she actually did it in her Vegas show, but I never got to see it.
I was just going to ask you.
Never got to see it.
Don, thank you so much for coming on the show. Congratulations on your continued amazing success, and have a great one tomorrow night here at the Wachovia Center.
Great to be with you. Thank you.